Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, July the 4th, 2023. And it's Independence Day here in America. Happy Independence Day, everybody. I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about Zimbabwe crashing out of this year's Cricket World Cup tournament after losing to Scotland by 31 runs in a qualifier match played at Queen's Sports Club in Bulawayo this afternoon. Lichona njani Zimbabwe omuhle, namhla kuhlelo Live Talk, The Connection. Sixoxa ngeqembu elimela iZimbabwe emdlalweni weCricket. Lona elikhitshwe yiScotland namuhla kumidlalo yokudinga amaqembu aza kuyaphatheka kumncintiswano we-2023 Cricket World Cup ozadlalelwa kwele India. IZimbabwe inqotshwe ngama-runs angu-31. Ndinokugamuchirai vadiwa vatereri pachirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Nasi, tiri kutarisa nyaya yechikwata chinomirira Zimbabwe mumutambo wecricket. Icho chaburitswa mumakwikwi ekupinda mumitambo ye-2023 Cricket World Cup. Mushure mekukundwa neScotland ne-31 runs. First though, an update on the upcoming general elections. Activist groups in Zimbabwe have launched a series of nationwide Vote in Peace concerts to promote unity and discourage violence as the country prepares for August 23 elections. Government critics point out much of the past election-related violence came from the state against the opposition and their supporters. VOA's Columbus Mavunga reports from Harare, Zimbabwe.
Farai Shinomona is one of the thousands who attended the first Vote in Peace concert organized by the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, a coalition of activists that promote democracy and fair voting. It was held on July 1 in Hopley, a Harare suburb once tainted by past election violence. Shinomona holds back tears as he recalls how he lost two relatives to election-related violence in 2008.
I still feel the pain. I wish at that time people had been educated that violence is bad. But we need to move forward as Zimbabweans and live a harmonious life.
The network of activists say they will hold a series of 150 peace concerts across Zimbabwe ahead of August 23 elections.
When we participate in elections, it should be something that should be taken seriously, such that everyone is just free to go and express their will and exercise their right to vote. And so they should be in a position to do it freely, without fear of any harassment and intimidation.
Zimbabwe's previous elections were marred by targeted beatings and killings, especially the highly disputed 2008 election, which saw then-President Robert Mugabe re-elected.
Advocacies and programs that promote peace can only work in those kind of places, only if ZANU-PF disuses itself or dissuades itself from using violence as a political strategy. Therefore, my humble submission really is that anti or peace campaigns and advocacies only work in rural areas, because this is where cases of institutionalized violence generally occur.
ZANU-PF denies using violence against opponents, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa has also been calling for peaceful campaigning.
We are one of the most peaceful countries on the continent. We are a peaceful country.
Zimbabweans attending the Vote in Peace concert can only hope that the president's words will this time ring true. Columbus Mavungam for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
In other news, a high court in Zimbabwe today acquitted Citizens Coalition for Change legislator for Harare West, Joanna Mamombe, and her colleague, Cecilia Revaichimbiri, on charges of disseminating falsehoods in 2020. The CCC activists were abducted and tortured in 2020, with the state accusing them of faking both their abduction and torture.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined our show, please note, we are streaming this discussion live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. You can also find us on our website, voandebele.com, voashona.com, as well as voazimbabwe.com. Now back to the chevrons. Zimbabwe's national cricket team, which failed to qualify for the 2023 ICC Cricket World Cup tournament to be hosted by India from October 5 through November 19 this year, has left many fans in tears. Zimbabwe had started on a promising note as they chased a 235-run target. But their top order batsmen crumbled in quick succession, effectively handing the match over to Scotland and ensuring a repeat of the 2018 scenario when the Chevrons fell at the last hurdle, having had to win one of their last two qualifiers. In short, the ghost of 2018 came back to haunt Zimbabwe today, as they were bowled out for 203 runs in 41.1 overs and losing by 31 runs. To discuss Zimbabwe's loss, we are joined tonight by sports journalist and cricket lovers Thandazani Zimbwa and Simbarashe Nembaware. We have Simba on the line while we connect with Thandazani. Simba, good evening and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, Simba, good evening.
Yes, good evening, Kinamili.
Yes, sir, thank you so very much for joining us. I know you were at Queen's Sports Club today, this afternoon. When it appeared initially that Zimbabwe had a shot at qualifying for the World Cup, But it wasn't to be at the end of the day. Tell us, you were in this stadium, in the ballpark. How did you feel seeing Zimbabwe going down that way?
It was very disappointing. We were actually hurt. We got to a stage when we were believing that, okay, finally we are qualifying, and then suddenly the wheels just came off, and we thought the target was easy. We could chase it, but when our team came to bat, things didn't go our way. And there was a feeling of sadness engulfing the whole stadium, saying, here we go again. We've been here, and it's happening right now in the eyes, and things like the guys don't know what to do. Though the crowd tried to rally the boys, it was just not happening to them.
But where exactly did Zimbabwe go wrong, Simba? Because they appeared to have restricted Scotland very well, only to disappoint.
Yeah, I really can't say where exactly. I'm not a cricket fan, but you get the feeling that maybe they got overwhelmed and they became too confident that, okay, we have restricted them to a favorable target, and then we can chase this. But instead, they exposed themselves. They made him rash decisions, and, even after the same, the same, they then hit the ball. Then, you feel that. The supporters know what to do, but the players themselves are part of the club.
Yes, udaba lwama supporters khonapho Simba sibazwile abaningi beloba lasenkundleni zokuxhumana lapha. Abaningi bebesola abakhetha ama players esingathi ngama selectors ngolimi lwe cricket. Bathi yibo abaphambanise kakhulu, yibo abathiya abadlali abalohlonzi. Yinto ezwileyo lawo kuba kubasekeli be-cricket, njalo yinto ngabe uyibonile yini la wena le?
Manje isizwe ukuthi sabe singakwazi ukuthi bona ama-selectors aboneni. So, but ngokubona kwabantu-ke njengabasekeli beqembu, yibo kulekhalakhala ukuthi hayi kanti labo abadlali abadlalayo bakhethwe njani ngoba kunezibane ezibane abadlala ngcono. So-ke ngesaletha into zeminyaka ukuthi hhayi badlile kodwa-ke asibasola abafana bona bazamile ngade bekwenza isola ama-selectors lama-coaches abo.
Mhm. Saka ire mangwana re cricket re squadra che cricket muri kuona rakamira sei va nembavari nekuti zvaitika nhasi takaona zvichiitika futi muna 2018 when Zimbabwe failed to qualify. Nhasi zvazvoitika zvakare asi nyika yanga yakatarisira kuti haiwa gore rino tiri kuenda kuIndia ku World Cup.
Mkoma, ya Zimbabwe, kuda uti choto mbo mira, yo takta pacho, like rebuilding. Toto ayo, wakoma na mazama pa mnogo, na nato, hizi mkumi kwa jini kwa shu, kuta sa kwa jini shu kwa jini players, toto rebuild. Tau gadra, yu kapi ya tera, sara pima chupu mba ish mish, yu chini renda kwa jini kapi. Pima ratamba masi, patina mtu, to dismount and rebuild. I think you're the only way that I think that I've seen the cricket in this league.
Thank you there, Simba, and please do stay on the line. I guess probably I'm a comment. Timbo Werenga, Zeru Kunyora, Neva Tereri, Madan Demtande Edu, Facebook, and Ugonapa, Vio in Develi. kulo mlandeli lapha ugugu Mazila Ncube uthi yena kodwa badlalile bona, they tried their best. Umelusi Magonya Ncube laye uthi, I think overall this was good to the people of Zimbabwe. Seeing people coming in numbers to the stadium showed a bit of success despite the loss. I believe the cricket national team has gained the country support and trust. Let's prepare for the next 4 years to come. Ngumlaleli lapho uMelusi Magonya Ncube. Now let's go to our second guest. That's Thanda Zani Zimga. He's a sports journalist and a cricket lover. Thanda Zani, good evening and welcome to Livestock.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us. What went wrong, Thanda Zani?
What went wrong did not go wrong today, but went wrong a long time ago. And I think it is our preparations running up to the qualifiers and subsequently the Super Six, which left us in this predicament that we face. Remember, we touched the issue of that Zimbabwe knew well in advance that they were in A2 group, so eventually at some stage they were going to come and play in Bulawayo. What preparations did they make, despite that they were in Zimbabwe? What preparations did they make to familiarize themselves with the Queen's Ground? They had six ODIs against Pakistan, some of which could have been used to familiarize with Queens, but they played all that in Harare. Perhaps that should answer why they did so well in Harare, because it's a familiar territory. But against Scotland, who had been playing qualifiers in Bulawayo, it became more familiar for them, despite that they were away when they played the Super Six, because they had been playing all their qualifiers in Bulawayo. The moment they played against Zimbabwe, they were comfortable, and so perhaps this is why we find ourselves in this predicament.
Maybe perhaps we have to be realistic here and say, Zimbabwe were playing against Scotland, and Scotland are the team that eliminated West Indies. West Indies were eliminated for the first time in history, in their cricketing history. Clearly, Zimbabwe were punching above their weight. Somebody might argue they were playing a superior team, and there is no way they could have prevailed.
There are two ways of looking at it. At some stage, it's a game of permutations, but at some stage, instinct and the spirit and the fact that they are playing at home can drive you to better results. What do I mean? When you look at the way Zimbabwe played against Sri Lanka, that game, the performance against Sri Lanka could have contributed to our loss today. Why do I say that? If, despite that you may lose, if you account for yourself very well, there is that momentum to the next game, and if you carry it to your next game, you can do better. But I think we got it wrong against Sri Lanka. We were so dampened because of performance and result, such that it spilled over to our match against Scotland, and subsequently here we are. When you look at that, we beat a country like West Indies, for example, the example you put forward. If you can beat West Indies, surely you would be expected to account yourself better because you are playing at home, because of previous results, and everyone was expecting us to do much, much better against Scotland, yet it was not to be.
Siyabonga Thanda Zani, please do stay on the line. Thanda Zani there, and Simba Russian Mbaware. Siye nga kwele South Africa, sithathe umlaleli Timbotora Mtereri ku South Africa. Umlaleli unjani?
Ngiyaphila unjani baba?
Hayi, siyaphila. Sikhuluma ngecricket, isiphumile iZimbabwe kumncintiswano eWorld Cup lapha. Phose lakho.
Yeah, umdlalo wona ubumuhle kakhulu ngoba abafana they were chasing scores ka 2035 which was not bad kakhulu. Kodwa ke umdlalo siwulahle ekuqaleni nje mangabe siluza ama wickets amabili ku Craig Evans lo Joelot Gumbi. Lokho kusilimaza kakhulu noma sisiya phambili sidlalile sizama kodwa kwahlula ikakhulu umuntu ongathi futhi uphinde wasibela ngusikhanda Raza ozama ukuthi njengomdlalo sokuphantsha ubovu kakhulu ubekumele umdlalo awuncenge ngoma overs besasivumela kakhulu wembele umdlalo awuncenge kodwa ke ngokushaya liyana yethu uzama ukushaya i-6 obethe izama ihlulile saqhubeka kakhulu ngalo mdlali uBell obamzene noMandebere ay kodwa khona abafana bazamile khona kwasho ukuthi kunzima noma ngabe kusekhona esingathi kukhona okuncane kodwa angiboni ngeke kusakwenze kasesiphumile kuyafana sokuqaleni futhi la kwaba njalo futhi.
Mhm, hayi siyabonga mlaleli ngokungena kuhlelo ungadina lokusasa.
Siyabonga baba.
Yeah, ayakhuluma lapho umlaleli ukhanyo beyilandela mpela i-cricketer. Ngesishona bathi zwa rambanganga murabuka achida. Sikhangele lapha ukuthi u-captain weZimbabwe na utheni after umdlalo namhla uCraig Evans. Uthena is a very difficult pill to swallow. I thought we did well to restrict them to 230. Unfortunately, that first initial spell from Sole really put us on the back foot and just made it hard for us to recover from that position. Then, Captain West Scotland, Lapa Richie Barrington, Captain West Scotland, Richie Barrington, here, Ati. After the match, our boys have been fantastic. Credit to the way the Les played today. The way we came out and showed faith in the second innings and got those early wickets was really fantastic. Really proud of the boys. Simba uyavezwa abaholi bamaqembo mabili uCraig Evans lapha expressing disappointment uRichie Barrington la uthi hi abafana badlale kuhle uthi they were fantastic ungathini nga ngamazwi ababili labo you know in comparison
Yeah,
Simba. Ngiyabuya kuwe la weZimba khona apho Simba. That's for you.
Alright. Ngiyazimela nabo bathi the captain yabo. Scotland idlale kuhle sekulayi. Okuhle kuyabuka idlale kuhle. IZimbabwe izamile but ngokuqalisa kwabo abahle baqala ngenyawo lika kakhulu ukuthi hayi izinto ukuthesa le 230 kanti kithi incane lihle kuhle kwabanzi. But yiye uyiphonto ekhulunywe ngefoti lapha ithandazane ukuthi i-preparation yethu engezaziwa iZimbabwe always plays well eHarare i-wicket le nakobulawayo kanti abalijayelanga so mase libuya ngapha kobulawayo isigodondi lidlalelanga sekisijayele ukuthi i-wicket le lidlalela njani and the game plan they knew so thina-ke ngibe ungani yithi esivakashileyo yethu yithi esihome eZimbabwe iScotland vele ibirilaxile they knew what they were doing. Ungabona ngendlela kade sebe-attacka ngayo iZimbabwe sebebabhola nabantu kade bele game plan and ukuthi i-wicket leli lidlalisa njani. So ya ngiyavumela no-captain wabo u-captain we-Scotland badlale kuhle singulari they knew what they were doing the plan in
twenty. Mhm. Ndidzoke kwauri Thandazani. Scotland will now play Netherlands. Muri kuona zvichitamba sei timu mbiri idzi uyezve ndeipi chabudirira ipa.
Apa zvazve kushopira nokuti nezviro ndakaedza dzikandirasa asi hai songoedza zvakadaro. anditi munonzwa kuti anotungamira vatambi veScotland Richie Barrington sezvamataura atenda zvikuru vatsigiri vauya kuzotevera mutambo nhasi asi nine maonero angu ari kugadzirira pavachatamba neNetherlands anoziva kuti akawana vatsigiri vakawanda nekuvatenda kwaita nhasi ndofunga zvichavabatsira pamutambo wavo neNetherlands asi nemaonero angu ndotenda Scotland tikaona matambiro avanga vachiita nyange kumaqualifiers nyangwe matambiro avaita nhasi Zimbabwe yanga yakatarisirwa kuti ndiyo ichakunda Scotland asi mabatiro avaita mutambo weScotland ndofunga vachakunda chikwata cheNetherlands nokuona kwangu ndo vachazotora chimwe chinzvimbo chechipiri vachisangana neSri Lanka kuenda kuWorld Cup ichatambirwa kuIndia
Yipo vona inqoba khonapho Simba iScotland leNetherlands yipo voni siya pambi
ngomdlalo wanamhla bonani Scotland
indidzo ke kwauri tandazani dai vakuru vakuru vecricket vakauya kwauri vachiti vazimbwa tapinda parumana nzombe hongo tabuda pamakwi mumakwikwi eWorld Cup saka tokumbirawo yambiro yenyu kuti in the next 4 years tichigadzira World Cup iri kuuya toita sei mungavayambira muchiti chii vaite sei
mukanyatsotarisa vatambi vanga vakamirira chikwata chenyika woongorora kuti vanobva kupi hazvinyatsoratidza mamiriro evanhu vanotamba mutambo wecricket munyika ini ndotenda kuti mafranchise ngaanyatsotora vanhu vanogara munharaunda yairi franchise iyoyo kuitira kuti kana kune vatambi vemubruwaya vanogona vaindewo vanomirira nyika kana kune vatambi kwamutare kumasvingo muHarare chero vachigona kutamba kusatariswa kuti anobva kupi asi vaite zvekutora vatambi nokuti vanogona pane imwe nzira yavanga vava kushandisa kuti nokuti vari kuda kuti zvinzi vatambi vakamirira nyika yose vatambi vakaonekwa vatongoti vachibva kuHarare voona kuti tasarudza vekuHarare vakawanda vamwe vonzi ngavaende vanotamba vari kukwekwe vamwe ngavaende vanotamba vari kumasvingo vozosarudzwa vava kuinda kunomirira nyika sekunge ndeve kukwekwe ndeve kumasvingo ndeve kubhuruwayo asi chokwadi ndechekuti vatambi vacho vanenge vachibva kuHarare saka izvozvo zvinokuvadza mutambo wedu nhasi tiri kuchema tese tadii kunyatsogadzirisa nyaya dzakadaro kuitira kuti mutambi nyange achibva kucholocho nyange achibva kuchirumhanzu kana achigona agone kumirira nyika nokuti ndidzo zvichatiirisa mberi
well said there tandazani simba pose lokucina ungavaxwayisa uthina vakhokeli vecricket vezimbabwe cricket uyiwa phambili namafitshane
engakutho ukuthi ngifuna ukulungiselela okuhlelekileyo kube le program ukuthi hayi siqalise namhlanje siya phambili sifuna ukuachieva lokhu ngoba i-4 years isikhathi esincane kakhulu isikhathi esincane kakhulu ukuthi uzesilemhlela i-World Cup ngomnyaka we-4 awuqale manje
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru Simba Rashe Nembaware And Tandazani Zimga, these are my friends, they are sports journalists. Vatori venau, vanonyora nezve mitambo, uyezve, they are cricket lovers. Thank you so very much, gentlemen. That brings us to the end of our show. Would like to thank our guest again, of course, you the viewers and listeners at home. Be sure to tune again tomorrow. And remember, we have our regular shows at 7 o'clock in the evening and 6:30 in the morning. I am Tunga Milinkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.